USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing Congress harder to authorize billions of dollars in additional COVID funding. It warned that some programs may have to be shut down abruptly. President Biden wants more than $20 billion to continue funding vaccines, testing, treatments, and services. Republicans continue to sound the alarm about the border with the looming expiration of the pandemic border policy Title 42 on May 23rd, expected to cause a surge in illegal immigration and fueling fears of more human and drug trafficking. Florida Republican AG Ashley Moody saying,
"It's astounding to me. In their own words, they know that the money the drug traffickers and the cartels are pulling in from this massive illegal immigration operation is fueling violence."
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
There's a plot twist in Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
Elon Musk said Friday morning his deal to buy Twitter is on hold, but added he remains committed to the acquisition. Musk wants to confirm the information that fake accounts make up less than 5% of users. Musk's acquisition of the social media platform was agreed to last month with a price tag of $44 billion. As of Friday morning, Twitter was worth about $35 billion.
A huge pro-abortion rights rally is set for the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this week. An estimated 17,000 people are expected to turn out for Saturday's rally to protest the possible overturning of the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision. An illegally leaked draft opinion from the nation's highest court suggested Roe v. Wade may be overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
May is Huntington's Disease Awareness Month. Approximately 40,000 people in the United States have Huntington's Disease, or HD for short. Huntington's Disease is sometimes described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's all at the same time. All during the month of May, I'm going to be raising awareness for this fatal disease. I had a chance to catch up with Don Magid. Don is a social worker at the Huntington's Disease Clinic at the Barrow Neurological Institute in Phoenix, Arizona, and she discusses with me some of the symptoms of Huntington's disease.
The symptoms that we see most frequently, the first symptoms to appear tend to be cognitive symptoms. So they're having difficulty following through on tasks. They're forgetting to attend appointments. So it's the cognitive symptoms that we tend to see initially, and thereafter with some of these patients, we're going to see physical symptoms such as balance issues, what we call chorea, which is involuntary movements. We see people who are susceptible or at risk of falling. Sometimes they are walking into doorways or hallways.
In the NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks looking to close out their series versus the Boston Celtics tonight in Milwaukee. Tip-off set for just after 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.